I look like I'm nervous, it's because I am.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
I guess you wonder why all of a sudden, after you know me, I've been going here for 28 years, bro. All of a sudden I'm up here playing guitar. I started playing guitar when I was 14 years old. I played the wrong kind of music till I was about 23. I got saved at 23.
Praise the Lord.
And, is that coming at that end? Then we played gospel music for about 7-8 years. And then I quit playing guitar altogether. Our gospel group went their separate ways. And I quit playing the guitar for 33 years. I didn't play anymore. And then I bought this guitar from Scotty earlier this year. So I'm in a relearning process.
Bless him, Lord.
And my fingers don't work as good as they did 33 years ago. I don't know why, but they just don't.
Bless you.
And my voice don't work as good either.
All right, brother.
Could have something to do with 33 years, you think? But we'll try to make a joyful noise for the Lord. This is a song by the missionary to India, another one of his songs that they sung. It's called Complete in Thee. His name is Jeff Murphy. He's on the field right now in India. And his songs are different, but they're really good. So we're going to try it for you. Try it for the Lord. You can listen.
Hey.
Complete in Thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of Thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed Father, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
That's right.
Excuse me, let me, this is her copy here. We'll start that again. I forgot to get her copy out. I got mine written out in red so I can see the notes. All right, we'll try that again.
Bless the Lord.
Good thing we're not professional entertainers, ain't we? We got fired just then.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And glorified I too shall be. Complete in Thee, each one supplied. And no good thing to me denied. Since Thou my portion, Lord, shall be, I ask no more, complete in Thee.
Amen.
Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
Amen.
Thy grace hath conquered, reign within.
Amen.
Thy
blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand completely. Yea, justified, O blessed Father,
amen,
and sanctified, salvation wrought.
Thank you, Lord.
Thy blood hath pardoned and bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
Praise God.
Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assemble are, among the chosen I shall be.
That's right.
At thy right hand, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed Lord, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned bought for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And glorified I too shall be.
Amen.
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 Yes. Amen, Brother David.
Yeah.
Thank
you for my
part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. He ransomed me, brother.
Amen.
From hell. And I'll tell you what, I'm fanatic. I always will be. I don't even have no problem when people call me fanatic, but nobody ever done for me what he done for me. I still remember that moment.
Amen.
When I knelt down and did contrition, wondering if God could even forgive a man like me. And amen. I remember that ocean of peace that flooded my soul.
Yeah, me too.
Redeemed,
brother.
Redeemed.
Amen.
And every soul, hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I want to thank the Lord for saving me, brother.
Amen.
A lot of people will say, I found Jesus. I didn't find him. He found me.
Yeah.
That's why they call it lost.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't find my way out.
Yeah.
He sought me. He found me. I was dead in my trespass and sin. When you're dead, you're not going to find nothing.
That's right.
He sought me, and I'm so thankful that he looked me up. Whenever I was a 9-year-old boy, he convicted my heart. I knew that I was lost. I knew if I died right then, I knew that heaven would not be my home. So I'm thankful that I went up to the altar, asked him to save me, and he did. And I just thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
This is why we're completing him. Because of Calvary.
Amen.
Raymond King wrote and sung this song. We're going to try it. We'll sing it for the Lord. You can listen.
There's many things I have seen that confuse me, but Jesus, one of them, could never be. For what he could do and what he did do is there for all to see.
Oh, yeah.
This is how he made a believer out of me.
Praise the Lord.
He could have been listening to the birds sing in heaven that day with no suffering or pain to go through.
Bless the Lord.
He could have took on a stroll down.
Yes, he did.
Jerusalem,
you're right.
The cross where there's no pity and his friends were so few. And if you're wondering why he took a journey such as this, he was making that trip for you.
Right. Doing now.
Everybody.
For where he came from and what he came to. caused my eyes to see.
Amen.
I'll tell you this, he made a believer.
Yeah,
out of me.
Right.
Yeah. He could have been listening to the birds sing in heaven that day, with no suffering or pain to go through. He could have took on my stroll down through glory so fast, where so many of his friends would go through. But he chose a trip to Jerusalem,
thank
the cross, where there's no beauty, and his friends were so few. And if you're wondering why he took a journey such as this, was making that trip for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I was away. Praise the Lord. Appreciate them good songs.
Yes.
Folks at Southern, I always loved old brother Raymond King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brothers I missed a lot.
Yeah.
Already going home to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it all happened pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Just doing the best, and then all at once we had that accident, everything just seemed to go downhill for him. But it's all right now.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to John chapter 17. I hope you have a Bible. You're never fully dressed for church.
Amen.
Until you have a Bible. And you may have your suit on, your clothes on, your nice dress on, and all the things you have. But if you don't have a Bible, you're not dressed for church.
Amen.
And I hope you have one, and that way you can follow along in the Word of God, make sure that what we're reading is the Word of God, and that we'll be reading from the King James Bible, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for preserving His Word for us. So I'm going to do quite a bit of reading today, and I'm going to read 16 verses. We're going to read verse 11 together, just a part of it. We're going to read to the first comma there in verse 11. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and thou hast they have kept thy word. Now they also have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me of thee are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which are thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. We read verse 11 together to the first comma. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world which hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Thank you. May be seated. Our Father, we ask your blessing today upon the Word of God.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This chapter records the intercessory prayer of Jesus Christ for his disciples and the church. You are included in it. In John 17 and verse 20, he said, neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. All that have believed upon Christ through their word, you're included in this prayer. 17 times in the entirety of this prayer, I didn't read it all, but 17 times in the entirety of this prayer, he uses the word world. It's interesting to note that Jesus said that I pray not for the world. He would not even pray for the world. Now, we realize this morning that when the Bible uses that word world, it's talking about a system. It's not talking about the grass and the waters and the trees and those things, but it's talking about a system that he's speaking about here. And he says, I don't pray for it. I don't waste time praying for some things because they're not going to change.
Bless him, Lord.
Don't waste time praying about the systems of this world.
Bless him.
Because they are what they are, at least for the time being. Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to know that we're told some things about the world. We're told, first of all, to come out of the world.
Right.
2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, he said, come out of the world.
Yeah.
Come out of this world system. Don't be a part of this world system, their ideology, their beliefs. Don't be a part of that. Come out of that. Amen. And then he tells us not only that, but he said, don't be conformed to this world. Don't let the thinking of this world, don't let the ways of this world conform you to their thinking. Don't let them change what you believe, what you think, what you are. Don't let them do that. Amen. Then he said, we're not to love the world. He said, love not the world, neither things thereof. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the love of the Father is not in these things. Amen. Eleanor Roosevelt, which was in her day Hillary Clinton, and Eleanor Roosevelt, when asked about salvation, said, please, one world at a time. When asked about eternity, she said, I will take care of that when I get there. I'm sure she did. Amen. But I want to say this morning that I want to preach this morning. Here's what I want to preach on this morning. I want to preach on Christ's church in the devil's world. Christ's church in the devil's world. You say, wait a minute, Brother Rick. God made it the world and all that is therein, and it belongs to Him. Well, I know that, but the Bible also says in 2 Corinthians, the Bible said that Satan is the god of this world.
Right now,
this world system belongs to the devil. That's why things are happening like they're happening.
Right.
It's because that right now the devil is in charge of this world system.
That's it.
Amen. And we find ourselves as God's people, as God's church, we find ourselves here in the world.
Amen, Brother Rick.
In other words, we find that the Lord has left His church in the devil's world.
That's right.
Now, we read that in verse 11. The Bible said, and now am I no more in the world, but these are in the world.
Yeah.
Now, I'm positive that they would have rather went to his word. Positive that they would have rather left here and went there to where he was going after all he had told them about it.
And
when people get saved in Mark 5:18, there was a man saved, demonic. The Lord saved him, got him in his right thinking, clothed him, had him sitting and all of those things. And he said, Lord, he said, I want to go with you. Jesus said, no. He said, you go home to your friends and tell them what great things God has done.
Amen.
And so we realize that we would rather be with him, but he's left us here.
Right.
Now, I want to say this morning that he's left us here, but thank God he's not left us here alone.
Right.
Amen.
Jesus said that when he said, it's expedient for you that I go away.
Right.
Because he said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come.
Right.
But he said, when he's come, he'll reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come.
Right.
Of sin because I go to my Father. Of sin because you believe not upon me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father. And of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. But he said, it's expedient. When Jesus was here, he could be with Peter, James, and John.
Right.
He could be with the 12, or he could be with any one of them, but he couldn't be with all of them.
Amen.
And he said, it's expedient, it's better, it's necessary that I go away. Because he said, if I go away, he said, the Holy Spirit's going to come, and the Holy Spirit, Spirit of Christ, he's going to come, third person of the Trinity.
Right.
He's going to come, and he said, when he's come, he can be with all of you. So I'm glad that we're not left alone in this world. Be we in our home or in the nursing home or in the hospital or in the jail or in the prison. Wherever we might be, I thank God we're not left in this world alone.
Amen.
I'm glad that he's left us here in this world, but he's left us with an advantage. You say, what do you mean? I feel like I have a disadvantage in this world. No. If you're a child of God, you have an advantage in this world. You say, what do you mean? Well, the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We found out recently the government can, the judges can. We found out recently
that
a lot of things can be against us, amen. But when you really stack them all together and you put them against God, the Lord is saying, who can be against us? Thank God. I'm glad that I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Romans 8 is a wonderful chapter, and there's so many great truths in Romans 8.
Amen,
but you know, there's some there that let us know we have the advantage.
Praise the Lord.
One of those things is, like I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is on our side.
Amen.
We're on God's side.
Amen.
I don't know how it's going to go all together. I have a pretty good general outline in my mind from reading the Word of God. I know there's going to be some rough times, but I find out in the end, thank God we win. The Lord is going to be a conqueror. You know, right now, even though you may feel like the biggest loser ever was, I feel that way sometimes. I heard a thing, a little poll they did on pastors, and it said most of them feel very alone. Most of them feel very inadequate in that they can't do the job and some things like that. Brother Eddie, I sometimes feel like a loser. But I know I'm not, because the Bible says that God's on our side.
Amen.
And he said that already right now, not 100 years from now, it said right now we're more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
Now, you may not feel like a winner, but thank God he says you are.
Amen.
So we have an advantage this morning. Amen. And then it says this, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Nobody can charge me with anything. God has already wiped my slate clean. He's already pardoned me. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord will not impute iniquity.
Amen.
God has already, Brother Eddie, God has already pardoned me. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So it doesn't matter what somebody might say, what some government official might say. They might call us a bigot or have a hatred towards somebody and all these things. But I'm glad nobody can charge me in that which is going to be eternal and that which is going to be lasting but God. Amen. It said He's the one that died for us, and thank God He's the one that's going to come for us. Yes. And I want to say this, nobody can separate me from Him.
Amen.
Romans 8 said, who can separate us from the love of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of the sword? He said, for it is for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Amen.
I'm glad that neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature can separate me from the love of God in Christ. So God has left us in the world. God's church is in Satan's world. But we're not left here alone. We're left here, thank God, with an advantage. And I want to say, thank God, we're left here with an armor. Leave us in such vile territory, such a dangerous territory, dangerous time that we're living in. He did not leave us here without armor. Ephesians 6, the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Amen. We ought to get up every morning and check that armor and make sure we got it in place.
Amen.
Because we will be attacked. They will be something from the other side to come against us. So God has left His church in the world, but He's not left us alone. He's not left us without advantage. He's not left us without an armor. Then let me say this morning, that Christ's church is light in the devil's dark world.
That's right, Brother Rick.
Look over in John, if you would please, John 9. And look at verse 5. This is Jesus speaking. And He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
But look at verse 36 of chapter 12. He said, while you have the light, believe in the light that you might be the children of light.
Amen.
Look at Matthew 5 and verse 14. He said, you are the light of the world. A city which is set upon a hill cannot be hid. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5 said, you, the church, the children of God, that you are the children of light.
Amen.
And so God has left His church in a dark world. But you see, the darker the world, the brighter those lights shine.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord has left us here for that purpose. Every saved person is to be a light.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Lord said. You see, He's not here anymore.
Right.
He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
He's not here. The Holy Spirit's here.
Yeah.
He's in us.
Amen.
But He said, as long as I'm here, I'm the light. They crucified Him at the plan of God. He was resurrected after 3 days.
Yeah.
He's seated this morning right there beside the Father, just waiting for the orders to go get your church.
Amen.
But I want you to realize this morning that He's left us here and we are the light.
Amen. Amen.
That's why He said, let your light so shine.
Amen.
You see, all of us are to be lights.
That's
Amen.
Right.
You see, this morning I've got a light in my pocket, Brother Eddie. You can't see it because I got it in my pocket. And you know what most people do? The only time they ever turn their light on is when they're in the church house. It's like having your light in your pocket. You see, people don't see it. It's on. I've got it in there. But they don't nobody know about it. But when I get it out, Brother Eddie, and you get up on the street corner holding signs or preaching, or you get down at Cracker Barrel Price Night Track, or you get out down at the schoolhouse standing up for God,
that's
some of young people have here.
Amen.
When you get your light out, I went down the last a week. Mackenzie had to do the meeting there at the church, and I got up early and took her over there because she's all bunged up from that wreck. Of course, it's just a small bunch of them compared to how many kids is in that school. But there's probably 20 of them gathered in there. And she took the word of God.
Lord.
And she gave her testimony and gave glory to God.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, it felt good. I got to say this, and I maybe oughtn't to, but I got to say this. But boy, when I walked in there and sat down, it's just a spirit in that place.
Yeah.
An atmosphere in that place has kind of vexed me.
Amen.
And it's almost a spirit of fear, Brother Paul, in that place. And I can't explain it, Brother Eddie, in a way I can.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of them young people gathered in there, and in that world of darkness, they're sitting there and they're letting their light shine. And even though some of them in there, they're passing by them glass windows, and they're looking in there, and they knew that light was shining. They knew what them young people was doing in there. I tell you, brother, this whole world's dark, and if you're saved, God's give you a light. God's give me a light. Amen.
Amen.
And we're to get it out of our pocket. We're to get it out of these four walls of the church. It's not needed all that much in here. Where it's needed at is out there in this dark world. Amen. Yes, sir. You say, well, Brother Rick said, I'm afraid to let my light shine. I'm afraid somebody's going to get mad at me. I guarantee they will.
Oh, yeah. Go good territory, brother.
Guarantee they will, brother. Yes, sir.
All my mouth, world hates you.
I'll tell you why they get mad.
Yes.
That irritates you.
Amen, brother.
That irritates you. Yeah, brother, you put light in someone's face.
Yes.
They get irritated. Amen.
Right.
But sometimes irritation's what it takes to bring salvation.
That's right.
Amen. You need that light out. You've got to use that light. You see, every one of us is a light, and every saved person has a light. If you're saved, you have a light.
Right. Amen. Children are right.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Amen.
And a light unto my path. Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Amen.
That I might not sin against God.
Amen.
The entrance of thy word
giveth
life.
That's right.
All thy word is true. Amen.
Amen.
And all thy judgments endure forever, thank God.
Amen.
I rejoice that thy word is one that findeth grace for.
Amen.
Amen. God has magnified his word above all of his name.
Amen.
I tell you, thank God for the word of God. I'm glad we have it this morning. Psalms 12. For the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times over. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt keep them for this generation and forever. Preserve them. Amen. I'm glad we have the word of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the intents and all of that. Amen. I'm glad we have the word of God. Every saved person has the word of God. Every saved person has a light. Amen. I know you got the word of God because you couldn't get saved without it.
That's right, brother. That's right.
You got some of it. I don't know if you got a pen light or a spotlight. Depends on how much that word.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Amen.
But you have got light.
Stephen had it. Amen.
And even if you got a pen light, it'll pierce the darkness.
Amen.
Amen. You see, every sinner needs that light.
Yeah, they do.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 4:18. The wicked, the Bible said the wicked know not at what they stumble. The
That's
wicked
right.
walk in darkness.
Amen.
And they know not at what they stumble.
That's right, brother. Right.
But the next verse, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more, unto the perfect day.
Amen. Amen.
The more you that word you get in you, the more, Father, you can see.
That's right.
Amen. Into that perfect day.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the wicked are out here and they're stumbling.
Yeah.
They can't see where they're going.
That's right.
They can't see their Father. In their own crowd.
Amen.
They can't see they're going down the Broadway. They can't see they're headed to a devil's hell fixing to walk off in it. It's kind of like getting up at night.
That's right, Brother Rick. You're right.
You're getting up at night.
Yeah.
You ain't, just wait to get about 10 more years of
them. Oh, yeah, brother.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. And when you get up at night, you don't want to turn the light on. Because if you turn the light on, you'll wake your wife up. You turn the light on, you'll wake the kids up. Amen?
Amen.
And so what you try to do, you try to stumble along
yeah.
in the darkness. Try to feel your way yeah. in the darkness.
Right.
Not knowing. No way you can know. The vacuum cleaner's been left out in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
There's no way you could know that they moved furniture around the day before. And you go stumbling through the house and break a toe or stump a toe, and you go through there and you're trying to feel your way, and you'll do anything rather than turn that light on. Isn't that like a lost person?
Yeah.
They'll just stumble on, falling yeah. here and falling there. They'll do anything rather than turn that light on so that they can see the way. Brother Eddie, where Christ Church is left here in the world. We're left in this world to be a light. We're left in this in the devil's world. We're left here as a light in a dark world.
Amen.
Boy, this whole world needs its light to shine.
Amen.
Yes, brother. Amen. Look here, if you would. Verse 24 of this chapter. Jesus said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am.
Amen.
Now his church is left in Satan's world. His church is a light in Satan's dark world. But his church is going to be leaving Satan's world.
Yes.
Amen.
You said, how do you know that? Because he said, Father, I will that those you gave me where I am, that they might be with me.
Glory.
He's up in heaven. He wants us up there with him.
Yeah.
When he gets done with us down here, he's promised to return and to take us up there.
Amen.
He'll say, Brother Rick, do you really believe Jesus is coming? Yes, I do. Brother Rick, do you really believe there's going to be a rapture in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye? You're going to be caught up to be with the Lord? Yes, I do. You say, Brother Rick, they've been preaching that a long time, and if he don't come, I'll be preaching a long time more. But I'm still be believing. Thank God he's coming. I tell you why that I believe he's going to come. Not only because of the word said it. I'll give you some reasons, just some reasoning as to why, brother, that I believe he's going to come, Brother Nathan. One is that we, the church, are the bride of Christ.
Amen.
He said, I've espoused you to one husband.
Amen.
The church is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Israel is the bride of God, but the church is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Now, I got an anniversary coming up this week. It's going to be, I think, 42 years. Is that right? Can I get an amen back there? 42 years. Going to be our anniversary. Now, we've been together a long time. We went to elementary school together and middle school, I guess you call it now. But we met there and we dated off and on, and now we've been on for 42 years. I love my wife. I appreciate the wife God's gave me.
Right.
And you know what? If I had to leave her somewhere, God forbid, but I had to leave her in the hospital or I had to leave her somewhere, you think I'm not going to go back? You think I'm not going to go back and get her? There's been times that I have dropped her off during our marriage, and she may have stayed with her mother or somebody for a while, but I went back and got her. You say, why? That's my bride. That's my precious bride. I'm not going to leave her. Amen. I like what one preacher said. If I ever go home and my wife says she's going to leave me, I say, wait a minute, let me get my suitcase. Where are we going? Amen. said. What I'm saying is that thank God we are the bride of Christ.
Yes.
Christ loved the church,
yes,
and he gave himself,
yes,
for it. If he loves us as his own, if he loves us as his bride,
yeah,
then you think for one moment he's espoused us to himself, and he's not going to come back and get us and take us there for the wedding.
Yeah,
again. I tell you, he will be back. Praise,
amen,
God.
Amen.
Not going to leave us in this world.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not only that, we are a purchased possession.
That's right, brother.
Right.
By what price?
He purchased us at great cost to himself.
Amen.
You say, what did it cost him? It cost him his life.
Yes. Amen, brother.
A lot of people interpret that that parable of the pearl of great price, and they try to make that the church. But that's not the church. That's Christ. He is, thank God, the one that sold,
yes,
everything that he might come and buy us. He bought us at a great price tag.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, we had a price tag set on us.
Yes.
Dangling from us. That nobody was willing to pay. The devil wasn't even willing to pay it. Nobody was willing to pay the price that we had on us. But Christ said, I'll pay it.
Yes.
Christ said, I'll give my life for him. Christ gave a great price for us.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever went down to Kmart or maybe over to Walmart or down at Houchins or over at Food Line and you went down there and you got a hungering for some cereal? Well, you had cereal, but you didn't have no milk. And so you drove about 4 or 5 miles across town. You went in. Of course, while you was in there, you saw some cookies.
Yeah.
And you realized you might need a loaf of bread.
Yeah,
and then you might have picked up a bag of apples and you took it all up there to the counter. And they're talking to you. How you doing? I'm doing fine. And all that. They bag it up. You've got 20 items. They put them in 20 sacks. I always tell them, I say, put all you can in that sack. And if it breaks, I'll take full responsibility. I tell you, God, it's pitiful, really. I mean, I know why they do it. They do it to try to make you think you're getting more. But I wouldn't have done that so many times. I got home, set it all out, got my bread out, got my apples out, got my cereal box out, got my bowl out. They never put the milk in there. Have you ever done that? They didn't put a $3 or $4 gallon of milk,
amen,
in the sack. That's what I went for.
Right.
That's what I was longing,
yeah,
for. That's what I wanted more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
I get in my car. I drive all the way back over there again. I make a trip back over there to get my milk that,
amen,
I already paid for the first time.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm saying. If I'll drive 10 miles across town, I can get a $3 gallon of milk again. Don't you think Christ is going to come back to a church that he paid his price for? I'm telling you, thank God he'll be back.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Good, brother.
Happy hour if you know what he is.
I wish we had some leaders.
Yeah,
brother. God bless you, brother Rick.
I wish we had some men like we used to have. Statesmen that love God.
Amen.
And we probably got a few, but I just wish we had a like it used to be. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Wish we had some men.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people that had manhood about.
Right.
Woo! Glory.
Amen. We don't have that anymore, it seems like.
Amen. True, brothers.
Still a few around, but not like they used to be.
Yeah.
Jesus said, He said, I promise you, I promise, if I go away and prepare a place for you,
yes,
right, man,
I will.
Yeah,
come again.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
Yeah. Acts 1:11. The two men there in white apparel.
Yeah.
They said he will be back.
That's right.
Right.
He will be back. All through the Word of God, we have many promises that says he will be back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
He will.
Thank you, Lord.
World War II. The Philippines. General Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah.
What a man.
Yeah.
What a man. Forced against his will, forced to leave the Philippines. He don't want to leave.
Bless him, Lord.
He's got comrades in prison camp.
Yeah, right.
He has one particular friend there, Colonel Wainwright, a close friend, and he's in prison there. Yeah. MacArthur does not want to leave, but being forced to leave, he stands and makes that great speech, and he says, "I will return."
Amen.
I will return.
Amen.
True to the words of General Douglas MacArthur, there came a day when they said he could return.
Yeah.
When he found out they were going to let him return, he asked for 3 volunteers to go in before they got there and to make their way through the jungles of the Philippines and to find where Colonel Wainwright was and to find him and to give him a message. 3 volunteers stepped forward. They said, "We'll go." They went early. They done their homework. They found out where Wainwright was. When they found Wainwright, they slipped a little piece of crumpled up white notebook paper in there and said, "A message from General Douglas MacArthur." And the message only read like this: "Enemy defeated, I shall return."
Woo!
Oh, General Wainwright, he got that message that night. And the next morning when the enemy stepped out, when the enemy come, had to bring his breakfast into that prison camp. And when they unlocked the door, old General Wainwright was standing there with what little uniform he had left. He had dug out and put on, and he was standing there at attention. And when they opened the door, he saluted. You say, why did he do that? He knows something was about to happen. I thank God that's the way we ought to be. Our uniforms may be tattered. I tell you, we may not have much left. We ought to snap our heads. We ought to salute our commander because we realize something is about to happen. My dear friend, God bless his whole heart. My dear friend, Dr. Jack Lassiter, he was preaching over in West Virginia in a church, and Dr. Lassiter gave that illustration I just gave. And at the close of that service, there was a man, an old gentleman that made his way tottering down the aisle. He come up to Brother Lassiter and put his hand down, and he said, "Brother Lassiter, preacher," he said, "I was one of those prisoners there." He said, "I was one of them." But he said, "Dr. Lassiter," he said, "Brother," he said, "General MacArthur did come, and he did get us out. He did deliver me." But he said, "Jack," he said, "I'm waiting for a greater one." I'm glad, thank God, we're in the world, but we're not going to be left in this world, thank God. And yes, we're God's church in the devil's world. But brother, he ain't going to leave us here. He had left us here alone. Thank God. We just need to turn our lights on and let him shine for the glory of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
Yeah.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen. What about you this morning?
Amen.
You're not. He's still taking enlistments.
Sure is.
That's right.
Amen. If you went AWOL, you can still come back.
Yeah.
And his army. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God this morning. Lord, I thank you for liberty to preach this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
As you bless the message, I hope to encourage your church and the devil's world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Ask our pianist. He's already on the way. Our song leader's coming this morning. We want you this morning to just mind the dear Lord today.
Lord, thank you.
Lord, bless his name.
Thank you for allowing me to be here, Lord, and hear this preaching. Make me feel what I feel in my heart, Lord.
128.
Lord, I pray you challenge the hearts of your children, Lord. I pray you today that you trust in your praise and Lord, I thank you.
Again,
yes,
and puts his system in
place. Right. Amen.
Amen. There is going to be a one world government.
Right.
There is going to be a one world church.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But it's not going to be the one this world.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. They all are going to be together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. They're all going to be together in another place.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And we don't rejoice at that. We want them to get saved.
Amen.
But if they reject the Lord, we also want them to know what they're heading for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. All right. It's a beautiful day out there, and I suggest you go out and look up. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Rejoice in the day that God's given us.
Yes.
And come back tonight in the appointed time tonight at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
All right, turn around and shake somebody's hand today. You're free to go. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.